This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Vail took a population hit after the pandemic, with some residents citing a lack of affordable housing. CPR's Haley May tells us about a plan to help.
All the elements will be there. Strong winds, dry brush.
Vail's population has fallen more than 8% post-pandemic, with rent prices skyrocketing. On Monday, leaders from the town council, Vail Resorts, and developer East West Partners announced a new plan to build a fourth base village in West Lion's Head with dedicated workforce housing. Here's John Plack with Vail Resorts.
This is going to go through a full planning process, including community open houses to seek feedback from the community, make sure that we're making the right progress.
Officials plan to release additional information on that series of community listening sessions in the next few months. Haley May, CPR News.
Dangerous wildfire weather is expected tomorrow across much of the Front Range, plains, and parts of southern Colorado. CPR's Joe Wirtz.
All the elements will be there. Strong winds, dry brush and trees, and unseasonably warm temperatures. It's a recipe for wildfires that could ignite easily and spread rapidly. The National Weather Service says the most dangerous conditions are expected in the mountains, foothills, and the northern and eastern plains. In southern Colorado, the worst fire conditions are expected in Fremont County and the upper Arkansas River Valley. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the Space Weather Prediction Center in Boulder is predicting another geomagnetic storm this weekend. A solar flare is expected to approach Earth tonight until Sunday. It might mean Colorado could get another glimpse of the Aurora Borealis. This is CPR News.